Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Here in the Vatican, the second special assembly of the Synod of Bishops for Africa, which began on the 4th of October, is into its second week. It actually ends on the 25th of October. So the bishops there continue their reflections on the Church's role in promoting reconciliation, justice and peace. I'd like to join another of the participants at this synod, this time the Superior General of the Missionary Sisters of Our Lady of the Apostles, who operate right across Africa. Her name is Felicia Harry. She's a determined sister, originally from Ghana, who hit the headlines during the synod as she spoke, telling the bishops that women are happy to teach catechism to children, decorate parish churches, clean, mend and sew vestments. But they also want to be on parish and diocesan councils, saying that women want to collaborate not only when already made decisions are to be implemented, but when the decisions are being made. Statements that aroused my curiosity. So I looked for her in the Synod Hall. She was a little fearful to start with, telling me she hadn't expected so much media exposure. Let's listen to what she told me. This is a synod of bishops for Africa. The synod of bishops means that it's mainly male.
That's right.
But one gets the impression there are very few women present in this synod. Is that correct?
Well, there are few women. If it's a synod of bishops, they have the right to decide if they want to invite the women or not. But they have invited some women. I am grateful to be here. I've been thinking about it. A lot of people have said that, you know, that there are few women, there are few women. But if it's a synod of bishops, I suppose it's their right.
Mm-hmm. Have you been able to speak?
Yeah.
What did you tell the bishops?
I talked about women, religious women in the church. And I said that we should be given a more prominent role in the church, especially at the parish level. We would want to see ourselves on various councils in the parishes so that we become part of the decision-making body of the parish.
Although you're Superior General and your order is based in many countries across Africa, you're originally from Ghana, which is a reality you know well. That's where you were born, right? Mm-hmm. What is particular about the church in Ghana and women in the church in Ghana?
One thing in Ghana, the population of the church, Catholic Church in Ghana, of women, is from what I see, you know, weekdays, Sundays, at masses and at other religious activities, you see women outnumber men. That is basic. And in view of that, thing is, you would want to see women given a more active role in the church, other than just being there, being a church goer, following along, you know, tagging along, and so on. Instead of that, we want to see, let the women also take leadership roles. I'm not saying women should take up the responsibility of the parish priest, no. But they should be seen to be involved in decision-making in the parish. And see, some may argue that there are some women, but how many? And then I also think that sometimes women, you don't see them because they don't have the formation. See, that's another aspect we have to look at, forming them to take up these leadership roles.
Is there a place for formation within Ghana for women religious, or do they have to come to Rome?
Oh, we all don't have to come to Rome. There's in Ghana, apart from the secular education, there is something we have in Cape Coast for continuing formation for religious men and women. That's developmental, personal development kind of thing, and spiritual. You would want to need more, you know, in-depth training in certain aspects, and that is when you have to go out. I know there's something in Kenya, there's a university in Kenya that has programs, directions, theology, whatever. There's a place in Kenya. And for most of these spiritual or church kind of studies, you have to come out and do it.
What are the issues you're most concerned about in terms of your pastoral work in parish?
Oh, okay. I would want to touch, in terms of our pastoral activities, my congregation is into education. We are in a number of schools. Some of them are one or two private schools that we have the children, both male and female. We teach and then we try to bring them up, catechize and all kinds of things, bring them up as we should. We have boarding houses. But then we would also want to touch the women in our parishes. Women associations, the youth in our parishes. Because when you do that, you are actually helping with their formation. Because some of these youth are in public schools, they are in non-Catholic schools, and sometimes they miss out on the church's teachings. It is at the parish level that you can get them. And sometimes it's difficult. It depends on the parish priest. If the parish priest has a program going and invites you, maybe you can go there. But if you don't get invited, you don't go there. Even when you have asked, it depends on what program he has. You know. So you have to wait on him to say, "Oh, sister, there is this here, can you come?" And sometimes when you are being invited, it is at the last minute when you can do nothing.
Can I get back to the synod? You're familiar with other situations in Africa because presumably you travel around Africa a lot. Because
some countries in West Africa. Well, yeah. Mm.
So which countries do you travel to most?
I've been to Nigeria, I've been to Tanzania, and then the other French-speaking West African countries. Mm.
So in terms of your knowledge of Africa, what has struck you most about the things that have been said at this synod? Can you give me one or two examples of what you've heard that has struck you in particular?
Apart from women issues, I think migration is a big issue, and it has touched me a lot. And not only that, has it touched me, it's a real issue that almost everybody is talking about at the synod. Plus, you see things on television that really makes me question myself. How are we touching our youth at home? Are we telling them the truth? Because they want to come here. They want to come to Europe. They go through all kinds of things to come to Europe, to greener pastures that are not green. I am happy that issue has been taken up, and I am hoping that a concrete proposition, a strong proposition, is going to be made on this issue, whole issue of migration. And our youth, and it's the whole of Africa, eh? It's not only just migration from Africa to Europe, but sometimes even within Africa, you know. Foreigners are really treated badly, you know. So I am hoping that something strong is going to come out of the synod on migration.
What would you like the media to say about this synod?
I want the media to be positive. I want to say that it's a good while exercise. It's an exercise that is worth it. The church in Africa is looking at herself, seeing difficulties, the challenges, and the role they have to play. The authorities and everybody in the church has to play to kind of move the church forward. Be there for the people, for God's people. Be there. Be their spokesperson. Just be there for them. There's a lot of openness. People are not just inhibited in what they say, and which is good. You know, they say situations as they are, and everybody's hopeful that there's going to be a lot of good from this. So I hope that the press sees that.
The good news from Africa.
Good news from Africa. Yeah.
Warm thanks there to Sister Felicia Harry, Superior General of the Missionary Sisters of Our Lady of the Apostles. On a more personal note, I'd like to add that, point of fact, she's a very gentle woman, whom the bishops now tease by calling her Power Woman. I heard one prelate doing so with my own ears, and Sister Felicia took it in her stride. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.